You're listening to Lateral Media. Back to the podcast. This is SBC. My name is Monica, and today I'm going to share with you my upcoming TBR, or the books that I'm going to be reading next. So starting with the books that I'm currently reading, right? I am currently in the middle of The Count of Monte Cristo. I'm still reading The Count of Monte Cristo. I know it's been a long time, but I am already in the second half, so yay. I'm liking it. I'm not going to say that I'm not liking it. I am liking it. So yeah, I'm not gonna get into it right now. I will record a special episode for The Count of Monte Cristo. So my feelings are mostly positive. That's what I can say. I'm also at the very beginning of Needful Things by Stephen King. I started it like 3 days ago or something like that. I've read less than 100 pages. So I don't know, like, I don't have thoughts yet. Still too early for thoughts. I can say that I'm not hooked yet, which is not usual for Stephen King. I'm usually hooked right at the beginning, and this is not... It hasn't happened yet, right? So 71 pages in, and I'm still not loving it, but that's okay. That's okay, we'll take our time. This book is a Castle Rock book. So the story takes place in Castle Rock, and it's about a store called Needful Things. It's kind of an antique shop. I don't know if we can call it an antique shop. But the owner of the store, Mr. Leland Gaunt, seems to have something for everyone out on display at Needful Things. Interesting items that run the gamut from worthless to priceless. Nothing has a price tag in this place, but everything is certainly for sale. The heart's desire for any resident of Castle Rock can easily be found among the curiosities. In exchange for a little money and, at the specific requests of Leland Gaunt, a whole lot of menace against their fellow neighbors. Everyone in town seems willing to make a deal at Needful Things, but the devil is in the details, and no one takes heed of the little sign hanging on the wall. Caveat emptum. In other words, let the buyer beware. So like I've said, so far I've only read 71 pages, but it's still too early to say anymore, to give a verdict. I don't know if I'm liking it so far, to be honest, but she's also big. She's also a massive one, so I don't know. These are the books that I'm currently reading, so I'm going to share now the books that I will read next. So after I finish Needful Things, I am going to read Sacramento Tropical. Let me explain what Sacramento Tropical is. So this is a Brazilian series of contemporary romance. It's about the Sacramento family. It spans three generations of the family. I have read the first two books. I didn't like any of the characters. But I'm enjoying. It's entertaining. The story is entertaining. So I'm going to keep reading the series. And book three is called, well, in English, it would be called Every Heart That You Break, which is a lovely title. So I'm excited for that. I'm curious to find out what happens in the family now. Like, it will be like the third generation of the family. So I'm excited to see what happens there. After that, I will read Revelando Passado by The Spirit Margot through Samantha Hesse. And I've talked about this book in the previous episode. So this book is about a photographer, Elise, who, after seeing unexplained images in some shots that she took in a Victorian mansion, starts seeing shadows everywhere. She doesn't believe in the supernatural, so the fact that she's seeing things starts to bother her quite a bit and drives her to dig up the past of the mansion where everything started. The spirits will guide her through her research, and they will also help her understand that in order to move on and evolve, she has to forgive. So this is a book that was psycho-translated by Samantha Hesse. And I've explained what that means in the previous episode, so you should check that out if you're curious. After that, I'm going to read Armed and Dangerous by Brett Halliday. I've also talked about this book in the previous episode. So her name was Michelle Guerin. She was a striking blonde with a taste for elegance, and her clothes and passport were equally expensive copies. She was in New York for a job that, if everything went right, would upgrade her to originals. But Michelle hadn't counted on getting mixed up in a crude diamond heist and a cop killing, hadn't considered being held hostage by a desperate hood named McQuaid. I love the name McQuaid. And certainly never dreamed, when she maneuvered the hood into her own nefarious plan, that she'd innocently given Mike Shane an invitation to death. Mike Shane, the private eye who plays for keeps. This is so funny. The private eye who plays for keeps nearly loses his cool and his life in a bad game of smuggling, hijacking, and murder. After that, I'm going to read The Big Four by Agatha Christie. Still have no idea if I'm going to like it or not. As I mentioned before, Agatha Christie is like this huge question mark for me still. I'll let you know. Then, Pretend You Didn't See Her by Mary Higgins Clark. I've already talked about this book as well. This is a story of Lacey Farrell, a rising star on the Manhattan real estate scene. One day, while showing a luxurious skyline co-op, Lacey is witness to a murder and to the dying words of the victim. The dying woman is convinced that the attacker was after her dead daughter's journal, which Lacey gives to the police, but not before making a copy for herself. It's an impulse that later proves nearly fatal. Placed in the witness protection program and sent to live in the Minneapolis area, Lacey must assume a fake identity, at least until the killer can be brought to trial. There she meets Tom Lynch, a radio talk show host, whom she tentatively begins to date, until the strain of deception makes her heart break it off. Then she discovers the killer has traced her to Minneapolis. Armed with nothing more than her own courage and clues from the journal, Lacey heads back to New York, determined to uncover who's behind the deaths of the two women before she's the next casualty. At once seductive and frightening, Pretend You Don't See Her is the mistress of high tension at her ingenious best. So yes, this is exactly right. I'm putting all the used books that I bought on the TBR list, like in sequence, which will be quite fun. Okay, after that, after the used books, I am going to read O Casamento by Victor Bonini. So this is a Brazilian writer, and it's a thriller. I have no idea what this book is about, like not really, but I've read Victor Bonini and I like him. I've read one book by him and I liked it, so maybe this will be good as well. I've heard that this is like the best one or one of the best. Many people recommend this book, so I'm going to give it a shot. This is like a wedding, of course. It's a wedding that is taking place in a remote location. So like everybody has to stay there because it's a remote location. Like people can't leave that easily. And when the bride is about to step out of the car, someone is murdered. Everybody has to stay there, but the detective, Conrado Bardelli, is there. He's one of the guests. So he investigates what happened. And it's one of those, everybody is there, the guests are there, they can't leave for some reason. And the detective is there, so he starts investigating all the suspects while they are all there. This is pretty interesting. I am sure I'm going to like it. Like I said, I've read one of Bonini's novels so far, only one. But I didn't love it, but I liked it a lot. I'm expecting good things from this book. After that, I am going to read Never Coming Back by Hans Kopel. So let's check what this book is about. I'm going to butcher all the pronunciations, okay? All right. Mike Zetterberg lives with his wife, Ilva, and their daughter in a house just outside Helsingborg in Sweden. One evening, Ilva doesn't come home as expected. Mike passes it off as a drink with a work friend, but when she's still missing, the next day he starts to worry. As Mike battles suspicion from the police and his own despair, he is unaware that Ilva is still alive, just a stone's throw from his own home. Ilva has been drawn into a twisted plot of revenge that leads back into her and her abductor's shared past. Okay, you're giving me all the spoilers. Given the sudden and mysterious circumstances of her disappearance, Mike becomes the chief suspect, but what no one knows is that she's being held hostage in the cellar of the house across the street. Seriously, all the spoilers. A secret camera has been set up in her own home so that Ilva can only watch her family on the screen. They cannot see her, and they most certainly cannot hear her scream. Wow. Is this good? I think so. It wouldn't be on my list if I didn't think it was going to be good. I hope so. Well, we'll have to wait and see. After that, I'm going to read Blue by You by Rachel Gibson. So this is a contemporary romance. I was in a phase when I put this on my list. In her sexy new novella, Rachel Gibson, the New York Times bestselling author of Rescue Me and Run to You, once again shows that there is nothing quite like a man in uniform. Oh my god, yes. They say you never forget your first time, but there is nothing Blue Butler and Casper Pennington would rather forget than their brief but fiery teenage love affair. Yeah, it was hot while it lasted, but then he went off to join the Marines, leaving Blue in New Orleans. It rhymes. She's tried to block him from her mind for good, but nothing can really erase the feeling she had when she was with him. And now he's got the nerve to return. Leaner, meaner, and strong enough to pull her into his arms and kiss her senseless. Blue's a successful businesswoman now with no time to figure out what went wrong all those years ago. But Casper knows she's the only woman for him, and now he's got to prove it to her all over again. Oh my god, I'm going to love this. It's the perfect thing to read after a thriller. Seriously, I love it. Okay, so after that, I'm going to need something with more substance. So I'm going to read Nightmares and Dreamscapes by Stephen King. So yes, this is the classic short story collection by Stephen King. I remember I watched when I was a child or like young teenager. I used to watch the show Nightmares and Dreamscapes. I don't remember much about it, but I remember the show was on right around the same time Kingdom Hospital was on. I think Kingdom Hospital was written by Stephen King. I don't remember. But I remember I loved Kingdom Hospital. So Nightmares and Dreamscapes, although I don't remember much about it, it's kind of nostalgic for me for that reason. We have a lot of stories here. A lot of stories. Let's see if we have something that we recognize. A Wrong Turn on a Lonely Road lands a wayward couple in rock and roll heaven, Oregon, where there's no escaping the free nightly concert. I remember something like that from the show, but I'm not sure. A novelty toy becomes an unexpected and terrifying instrument of self-defense. An ex-con pieces together a map to unearth a stolen $1 million, but at what price? A private investigator in Depression-era Los Angeles is finding his life unraveling as he discovers the shocking truth of who he really is. A third-grade teacher is willing to dig deep in order to exact revenge for his murdered wife. These are just some of the haunting scenarios to be found in this classic collection. Spellbinding tales from the darkest places and the unparalleled imagination of fiction's master storyteller. So yeah, none of that rings a bell, except for the first one, the rock and roll heaven thing. I think I remember that, or I remember that the story exists, but I don't remember details. Okay, next, after all the nightmares and all the dreamscapes, I'm going to read The World of Critical Role The History Behind the Epic Fantasy by Liz Marsham. My husband and I have been fans of Critical Role for 3 years, and I can say, like, without a doubt, that they changed our lives or the dynamic of our relationship a little bit, because they sparked something that we, or at least I, didn't know existed inside of me before. This curiosity for play, this love for RPG and Dungeons and Dragons. This is something that I had never thought would be so present in my life. It's true that I started studying RPG and applying RPG to English language teaching before I heard of Critical Role. But with Critical Role, after I started watching the show, it just became something much bigger for me and much more meaningful than what it was before. And there's something very special about this specific group of friends, right? So they are all so talented, and they bring out the best in each other. I love watching other people playing, but when I watch Critical Role, it's something else. It's something so very special. So this book is kind of the behind the scenes of how Critical Role came to be. And I'm really, really excited to read it. Tiago bought this for me, I think, on my birthday last year or Christmas. But anyway, it was like exactly 1 year ago that he gave it to me. And I still haven't read it, but I will soon. After that, I'm going to be needing some Shirley Jackson back in my life, so I'm going to read Hangzaman. 17-year-old Natalie Waite longs to escape home for college. Her father is a domineering and egotistical writer who keeps a tight rein on Natalie and her long-suffering mother. When Natalie finally does get away, however, college life doesn't bring the happiness she expected. Little by little, Natalie is no longer certain of anything. Even where reality ends and her dark imaginings begin. Chilling and suspenseful, Hangzaman is loosely based on the real-life disappearance of a Bennington College sophomore in 1946. No shit, I had no idea. Wow. Wow, I'm super excited to read this book now. I was excited before, but holy shit. I love Shirley Jackson. I love her. Okay. After that, I will be in a spooky mood. I will be needing some horror, so I'm going to read Dead Inside by Chandler Morrison. I've heard very good things about this story. A young hospital security guard with a disturbingly unique taste in women. A maternity doctor with a horrifically unusual appetite. Oh my god. When the two of them meet, they embark on a journey of self-discovery while shattering societal norms and engaging in destructively aberrant behavior. Oh shit, as they unwittingly help each other understand a world in which neither seems to belong, they begin to realize that what it truly means to be alive, and that it might not always be a good thing. Oh my god, I don't know if I want to read this book. Ooh, I think I know what this is going to be about. And I'm kind of hesitant now, but okay. Okay. I will read it, and I will tell you all about it. After that, I will read Mortes de Primavera by Douglas Ribeiro. Nick Ventura is a professor and an author. He writes about mythology. His life changes when police inspector Michel Delgado asks for his help in solving the case of a killer who makes their victims dance until they die. Okay. The killings are surrounded by mysterious rituals. Ventura suspects them to be connected to pagan celebrations. He believes it's going to get much worse in the spring. Okay. It sounds good. I have no idea if I'm going to like this or not. I really liked Presa Fácil, which was Douglas's previous book. I really like that one. I'm gonna give it a shot. I am quite sure I'm going to like it, but I will tell you all about it after I read it. Thank you so much for listening, for following the podcast, for sticking around. You're awesome. I love it. Thank you. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Esta foi uma produção Lateral Media. Se você gostou do programa, talvez você goste do Uma Batata e Uma Coquinha, um podcast em português, onde um jogador experiente e uma novata falam sobre jogos. Você também pode gostar do Inglês para Mulheres, um podcast de cursos em áudio, onde cada temporada lidará com uma habilidade diferente da língua inglesa. A primeira temporada é sobre writing e está completa e disponível para você. Confira todos os programas em monicasanoli.com.br/lateral-media, M-E-D-I-A, mídia em inglês. Ou clique no link na descrição deste episódio. Obrigada por ouvir!